Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If I cough, Nick, don't worry. It's a chicken down wrong throat.
I'd have to run out of here.
Aspirating some chicken?
I aspirated the chicken last night. Yeah, actually, about a minute, 3 or 4 minutes ago.
You got to be careful which throat you use.
Yeah, exactly. I got three of them. How was your weekend, Nick?
What to choose from?
Oh, not bad.
All right. Oh, really? Not bad. That's unusual.
The kids have turned the fire on themselves.
There you go.
Oh. So, I'm just trying to stay out of the fray.
You're safe. Cool. All right. Nothing special?
I don't care who you hate as long as it's not me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stay out of the crossfire?
Yeah. Well, and then yesterday's kind of like a best behavior day, ideally, for the kids.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day.
Oh, sure. That's right.
So if anybody gets out, like, really, just,
that's right.
Just save it for tomorrow.
It is Mother's Day.
So that kind of helps.
Yeah. I was, I went out to the Target. I was looking for some, I would get cards, and I would usually get some flowers, and they were out of flowers because I guess they died with the pandemic. So I had to buy something else, but yeah.
They were just out?
The Target was, and I realize Target doesn't, like most grocery stores have more than Target, but Target usually has a selection in there, and they were all gone, but I'm guessing, but it was Saturday afternoon, too. I'm surprised.
I visited the famous floral department at Costco got everything I needed.
Costco's all masks.
Yeah. Got everything
I
needed.
You have to have a mask in there, right?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yep.
So it can't be a political statement because they can't get in?
No.
Because, you know, because once again, if you wear I wear a face mask at Target or... And I've been to Lowe's once, and I've also been to Walgreens. And I'll wear a face mask everywhere. Not that I'm better. I'm just doing it because
it is up to the
store. They tell you to do that.
Same place that can tell you not to wear, please wear a shirt, could tell you to please wear a mask.
You don't cough through your nipples.
And they're not.
At least I don't.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Evolution, baby.
Evolution. That's right.
It doesn't constitute a violation of freedom if they're asking you to comply.
What makes you so mad about – I was telling – The mask thing that makes you so mad about this, if it was about keeping yourself healthy, fine. If you think I'm going to be fine, but it's not.
It's the other way
so
around.
So it's basically you're doing it as a protest, like screw you to other people. That's what that's what it is. It's not
right.
And I understand. I still think that some people don't think it's.
They
about,
don't get that.
They don't get that part. They think it's about them. Well, I'll risk it. I don't want to wear one. No, you're not risking it. It's about the other person. How many times can you say that? How many times can the news say that? Everybody says that.
Well, if you're not listening to the news, it doesn't matter how many times you say it.
But if you're walking to someplace,
you're not
mask,
listening to truth.
And I see
it doesn't matter how many times it gets told to you.
Well, right. You see.
Do you think we feel comfortable with these? I don't feel comfortable with those masks. One, they're binding. I've tried both. The cloth one I got from Todd's wife. And
I imagine some people think you feel better than me. You better than me?
No.
You're wearing a mask?
I guarantee you were thinking that.
There's that.
It's about 3/4 where I go in, have them on. And that's just three places.
I think that number's gone up.
It has gone up, but maybe half. Depends.
Well, you see asshat protesters with the sign, my body, my choice.
No, it's not.
That's not exactly it.
Right.
I
love how they're pro-choice
now. You're spreading
that
to everybody else.
That's my favorite line, because you know they're anti-abortion people. The same people saying, my body, my choice.
I saw something online about the Costco protesters where they're like, hey, if you don't wear a mask, you can't shop here. Right. They're like, well, we're not going to shop there. And they're like, okay, that's what they're saying.
Right. That's what
we don't want you here.
That's the idea.
I do.
Thank you.
That's the answer.
Right.
That's the answer.
That's what the policy was intended. Now, if you're not going to wear a mask, you probably can't shop here.
Now, they're
or definitely can't shop here.
Their main competitors is Sam's. Sam's saying, come in, cough everywhere. Are they doing that? No, they're not,
no,
probably.
No.
Because okay. I went to both on Friday.
But is Sam's demanding them?
No.
Did you see people in there without them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they should both demand them.
If you cough on the cashier, you get 10% off.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
Huge glass things.
Yeah, don't say
they
that.
Get the exact opposite.
No, don't say
sometimes
that.
I forget this is being broadcast.
don't worry. So do we. So do we.
Yeah, but no, I had to run in or went to Menards in or you know, like local hardware store.
Right, right.
And my oldest son was with me, but if any of the other kids would have been with me, they wouldn't have been able to get in. So like if you look like you're under 16, you can't come in.
Oh, really?
You had to be wearing a mask.
Oh, place like that?
Yeah.
Because kids that age don't need to be in that store.
They don't want to bring kids in tow.
Yeah, that's not really a store for that reason, yeah. They don't need to help you pick out a sink.
Right.
Kids don't care.
No, it's for the kids' bathroom.
Yeah. Do the kids go, I want that vanity? No, they never say that.
They trust your judgment when it comes to sinks.
Yeah. Well, they ain't paying for it. So you have no choice. I want that sink. Mr. Skin, a little later on this morning. Speaking of that, local strip club in town. They're going to open up with face masks and gloves for the strippers. And we're familiar with this dude. Nice dude. We knew him back in the day. And I love this line. I read the article in the local rag. And he basically says, hey, listen, if you're going to open up churches, why can't I be open? Because it's not an alcoholic establishment.
Yeah.
And I love that he threw that out there because I didn't get that either. I mean, if that's just as necessary for a lot of people as churches are for a lot of people. I want to go see somebody naked. The stripper want to make some money. You know, I'm not really going to go to a strip club with a face mask and gloves on.
Yeah.
That's on the strippers, by the way. They have to wear face masks and gloves.
Do they still have to wear pasties, too?
I don't know. It's
probably.
It's a nude club,
well,
I believe.
No,
not alcohol. Yeah.
And we just established you don't cough out your nipples.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So.
True. You don't.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. I think since they don't serve alcohol, they can be totally nude.
But he's...
except for the face mask. That's what I keep thinking.
He's doing a line in the sand about this. He's saying, yeah, hey, the churches are open. Why can't I?
Yeah. And
it's amusing to me.
I know. They threw that out there. It was in the article.
That.
Yeah.
I would assume lap dances are not available.
Probably not. Probably not.
Your lap isn't 6 feet.
Yours isn't.
No, it's not.
No. Stay 6 feet away, about the length of my junk.
The lap hog on the...
I don't know. They'll probably bust that place the first night he's open. I'm not sure. Anybody let me know if that happened.
Oh, somebody will be there.
Yep.
And
of course I will.
Someone from this audience.
So we lost Little Richard. We lost Jerry Stiller. We're still scoring that. We also lost R&B and soul singer Betty Wright. Not to be confused with
Betty White. Anybody have Betty Wright?
No one had Betty Wright.
Okay.
She was just 66.
What was her hit?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with her.
She actually won a Grammy back in 76 for Where Is the Love.
Oh, Where Is the Love? I love that
song. I think so.
Yeah. Okay, I like that song. Yeah.
And she was apparently most famous for a song called Clean Up Woman.
See, I don't know that one.
From 72. You might not know that one.
All right.
And it's basically a song saying that she's been mean to her man, just waiting for a cleanup woman to come by and... take him from her.
Oh, I thought it was about you tell your woman, clean up woman.
No, it's not that.
Happy
not
Mother's
that
Day.
At all.
Happy Mother's Day.
No.
Clean
she
up woman.
She has not been nice to her man. She's waiting for a woman to...
come clean him up.
So, yeah, to
Got
come clean up the mess she's made.
66, was it Corona?
No.
Because they're listing...
Cancer.
They're listing everything as Corona now.
It was the cancer. It was...
Hurt my ankle. They say it was Corona.
It was Roy Horn.
Test it.
That had the Corona issue.
Yeah, Roy Horn did, yeah. That and the Tiger
bit
his face off.
With an assist on that tackle from the Tiger.
Some of the players that had Little Richard, some of the 144 players that had Little Richard include but are not limited to Big Kahuna Burger, Bloody Dingleberry, Bogarting Ruptured Condoms.
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's just horrible. Bohemian Autopsy. Boom, all over his face gets a hit. Brown Cloud Bathwater gets a hit.
Gross.
An Indian name?
Yeah.
So it sounds like a round cloud.
A tribal elder.
Brown cloud.
Oh,
bathwater.
That makes it worse.
That's different entirely, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Burger King onion ring ass gets a hit.
Still good, though.
As does Buster Skeeton. Catheter ice cream gets a hit. Chainsaw accident. And Chubby Tuggy Boom Boom gets a hit.
That's fun to say, isn't it?
It is.
Chubby Tuggy Boom Boom.
That's just a fun Deadpool name.
It is.
That's kind of the progression of things, too.
More to come. Did you have Little Richard?
Let's see.
That was just an age thing, wasn't it?
I think I saw my name in
was
here
he
somewhere.
Was he sick?
I think they just said natural causes.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, see?
No, cancer.
He had cancer.
87?
Yeah.
That's too many people for him not to be sick. 144.
Yeah, I think he had some kind of cancer, if I'm not mistaken. I forget specifically. But
I saw a clip of him from the Arsenio Hall show back in the day.
Oh, okay.
He was like talking about
the dude just same for years.
Being the king of rock and roll or whatever. And he's like, I'm not conceited. I'm convinced.
Well, it's true. Badass. I mean, Paul McCartney said he learned everything he knew from Little Richard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
And they stole that woo away from him.
I want to know when the wig started with that dude. Like, when did he lose it and the wig happened?
Do you want to know?
Because it was never, you never saw him, like, losing it. Even early videos in the 50s, did he have a wig on then?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
He had issues. Mm-hmm. I know he had a lot of issues throughout the
He did a lot of crazy things.
He was a lunatic.
He was a lunatic, right?
Well, did you see the statement Bob Dylan put out on Twitter? Said Little Richard was the reason that I became what I became.
Oh, all those guys.
I mean,
those guys.
All those early rock stars don't exist without Little Richard.
He was the one of the true godfathers.
Right.
What else did Bob Dylan say, Craig?
If Prince could talk, he would say he's there because of Little Richard.
Yeah.
Well, the Stones and the Beatles there. That was it.
He influenced everybody.
I mean, many people get that term, the godfathers of rock, but Little Richard really was. Right.
Yeah, so I picture him and the Beatles, and the Beatles just look like fanboys.
Right, totally.
Well, they were.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they were.
Tutti Frutti.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Oh, I love that song, his version.
Okay. Get this.
What?
Here, let's play some of this. Now, some of the things he said in this song, you couldn't say on the air at that time.
No.
And this was groundbreaking for that reason.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you just couldn't say that she likes to... Good golly, Miss Molly, sure like the ball. You can't say that. You couldn't say that.
Sure like the ball, right?
Yeah, you couldn't say that back then.
Ball and men having sex, by the way.
Exactly. When you're
rocking out a roller, I hear people too.
And...
I remember people called it balling back in the day.
You couldn't say that.
No.
That was verboten. Good golly, Miss Molly.
Sure like the ball. Sure like the ball.
Yeah, you couldn't say that.
You couldn't say it in the 70s on the radio.
Right.
That would have been illegal.
Bone.
It was ball.
I thought you were saying sure like the bone.
Same thing.
Well, you couldn't say that either.
No.
It evolved into bone, I'm sure.
Yeah, and balling became playing a game.
Yep.
He can ball.
Dude, balls all day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The ESPN bringing in some new announcers for Monday Night Football.
They didn't say who, did they?
No.
According to the New York Post, SportsCenter anchor Steve Levy, former NFL quarterbacks Dan Orlovsky and Brian Greasy, and former NFL star Lewis Riddick are the favorites to replace Joe and Booger.
I like Lewis Riddick. I think he's a really good analyst.
I don't know that I've heard him.
You know who he is.
He played safety in the league.
Levy's been around for years. He's good.
Levy, you know. Brian Greasy, you know. Yeah. I'm less familiar with Orlovsky.
He's all over.
He's only been there a couple years.
Those opinion shows, he's all over those, yeah. Right? Yeah. He's on a guest a lot on First Take.
Yeah.
Those current guys are just on the chopping block like all the time.
Did you watch it?
Since Gruden left. They've been floundering.
I watched a little bit of the UFC Saturday night. That was live in Jacksonville.
There was a crowd, wasn't there?
No crowd.
Oh, no crowd.
No crowd.
Okay.
It was all blacked off. You saw a few heads once in a while because they obviously had to have some staff around.
I thought I saw some faces.
But there was a line from a boxer the next morning I was reading somewhere on the internet where he heard Joe Rogan and the other guy. He could hear him talking about what was going wrong with how he was fighting. So he adjusted and won the match.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Now he wasn't mad about that because he thought that was I got to hear. I could hear the announcers, judging me while I was actually fighting this guy. So I adjusted and won the fight.
That's interesting. Now, that would never happen if there was a crowd.
No, you couldn't. It worked, by the way. I'm not a big UFC guy, but I left it on for a little bit because it was live, and since it was so dark around the ring, you didn't have to. It wasn't like you missed the faces. You just didn't see anything. You know, you just saw the fight. And Rogan, those guys were calling it. The cameras were right there, you know. I assume, though, somebody wrote that the NBA had to look at that and think, hey, it worked. NBA's bigger, more players, I get it. But Shaq came out and said the NBA should close it down, get healthy, see you next year.
I'm not hurt with that.
Yeah, I think all spring sports. I think... they should concentrate on testing all the football. That's what they should test. Because I think all of us are pretty much resigned to the fact there's other sports are not coming back.
No, I think baseball might figure something out.
Hockey, basketball. Yeah. Baseball might try something since it's longer. Hockey and basketball.
Yeah, baseball's trying it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, they're going to try.
We're hopeful about football. Maybe an 80-game season. Yep. They're going to be they're actually calling owners today to talk about it and then going to try and get with the players later this week.
Right.
Is what The Athletic is reporting.
I'd read that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, had already told teams, hey, look, don't even plan on having crowds next season. Even if we get in the end of this season, we're probably not going to have fans next year.
Well, their next season starts in November, too, so they could actually, who knows? I don't know.
The
SEC is going to play football. That more and more.
But did you see
the SEC doesn't care.
But did you see the comments from Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA?
They don't control them.
But they said
they don't control them.
The SEC is their own entity.
There's no school, there's no football.
The SEC is going to go back to school. A lot of schools have said they're already going back to school. I'm telling you, man.
They might go just to play football.
And not just SEC schools.
That's it.
And not just SEC schools are announcing they're having kids back. Colleges.
UFC back in action Wednesday in Jacksonville. Right.
Once again, I don't know why I need to watch live fights. I don't know what's going on with the past fights. I mean, I don't dislike this. I'm not a big fan, but I can watch old fights, and it's new to me. So when I was watching, I'm watching it live Saturday night, and I'm thinking, why do I care? Because I could flip it over to a rerun, and I wouldn't know.
There's something comforting.
But I don't.
I left it on just to... to see how it worked for this, so I could talk about it on the radio.
Right.
But yeah, I don't either. I could watch an old fight. It'd be new to me.
Okay, but I would never watch an old fight.
Right.
I would watch a new one, even though I don't know either one.
I watched an old UFC fight last weekend, had no idea who was going to win this thing, and it was great.
Because
I had no idea.
I like the fact that it's live. It's kind of comforting.
Yeah.
Same reason I watch the Korean baseball organization.
Yep.
Just because it's live sport.
I
watched a few minutes of the race.
Oh, was there a race on?
Yeah.
Oh, they actually raced?
Who raced?
It's just car races.
Oh, no, I'm not watching virtual.
The fake car races.
Oh,
the,
this e-sports. Sunday. This Sunday's actual NASCAR race, right? The 17th is an actual NASCAR race.
I think this weekend is,
Yeah, I might tune that in.
Somewhere in Florida?
I think you're Darlington?
Yeah, it's at South Carolina.
Are they doing that without a crowd?
Yes. And also, apparently somebody told me they did cornhole without a crowd. And that's the way I do it, by the way.
That's sad.
Yes. The cornhole guys were wearing masks.
Were they really?
Yeah.
No crowd at the cornhole. By the way, Google that.
Masks and don't touch each other's bags.
I know we angered some dart players by saying dart guys never miss, but those cornhole guys rarely miss.
Well, they do, but they miss knocking other guys out or in, right?
No, they're pretty damn accurate.
I still love the fact that the guy in the ring at the UFC, you know, he's hearing from the side. You know, he's carrying his left a little low, Joe.
Right.
And he's
right.
You know, I am. Let me see if I can pick that up a little bit. Those guys made a good point.
The other guys yelled out, "What am I doing wrong? Help me.
Right. Coach me up a little bit."
Right.
Verizon says the pandemic is leading to more and longer phone calls. They say they are handling 800 million calls a day. That's double what they normally see on the busiest day of the year, Mother's Day. They say the calls are also lasting about 33% longer. So that's nice of everybody.
Killing time.
Yep. I talked to your mom about 10 minutes yesterday, puss. It's about the normal amount of time.
Was that you beeping in?
No, Craig was beeping in later. I had to let him in.
I knew she had to let me go.
There's a line.
She had to let me go because she had another call.
No, I think I talked to her before you called her. Yeah, she was waiting for you to call when I called. Craig must have been beeping in when you were talking to her.
Yeah, I was honking the horn. It was my turn, man.
Whatever, dude. Ain't nobody buying that.
Well, it's distancing now.
I saw.
It's not like we're all in there together.
No, like the old days.
No, I'm just saying you ain't
we
beeping.
We got to wait our turn.
You ain't beeping the horn like Tommy Lee.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Well, your mom said I was impatient. God. That's just too harsh.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're not.
All or my mom.
Well, I'm sorry to your parents. I am. Okay. Sort of.
Not to you.
I'm sorry to her dad. Not not her. She likes when we call. I lost my mom years ago. I wish you guys could make fun.
Exactly.
And you lost your parents, both your moms, Todd and Craig, within the past 3 or 4 years, obviously.
Yeah.
A buddy of ours from back east put a photo of him and his mom and his two sisters. And the first thing I got on there was, I always love your mom in that dress. and then it just degenerated from other friends of ours.
You know, and I didn't think
I liked it in the corner of my bedroom. But that's his Facebook page. I guarantee his mom looks at it.
Oh, his mom was tagged on that. Yeah. And that's the reason I checked up. I was going to say something, too.
No, I always check on that.
I was going to pile on, too, because it was him, his mom, and his two sisters.
I know, but the sisters are too easy.
So I was ready to go for it. Right. And then I saw that she was tagged in there, and I said, I'll just back off.
I just go for the moms.
And see, I wasn't
because I don't have one. They can't come back with that, but I get sisters.
I wasn't even going to go with a mom joke. I was just going to say that I didn't think he could actually look any douchier, and then he posts a picture like that. And...
Yeah.
I wanted to say something like, yep, had them all.
Yep.
Including our buddy.
Four for four.
Happy Mother's Day. If your mom was still around yesterday. Tell her we said hi.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.